Might have some answers to question Mardo. Our big announcement is not, in fact, that I'm pregnant with a fifth child, because that's impossible, unless it was somebody else's baby and not my husband's baby. No, but we do have a massive announcement to make. We make them all the time, and I know you always get so excited because we've got plenty of prizes to give away, or competitions
it's not about prizes
that we're running. No. But this is something of a different nature, Mardo.
Yeah, well, and it's not what we all... Well, I thought, sorry, Mardo, it's not that Dobbo is the new Broncos fitness coach. this is my final show on The Big Breakfast. Today's my last show with you legends. And I just want to say a massive thanks to all the people I've worked with over the last 2 years. This is genuinely a joy to wake up. We get up at 3:50 every day, and it's the best fun. The team here, of course, is massive. But it is packed wall to wall with champions, you know, out there, the guys on the front line, Jack the Labrador, Snowy, the bloke who owns more jerseys than Rebel Sport. You got Dick Navis on the socials and Rick, our audio genius. It's amazing to get to work with such professional dickheads every day. We can't forget the blast from the past, Maxie and Brendo. You know, they're dead to us, but we still love you. Yeah.
Go on, LP.
Jess, Viv, Tilly. Loose, the street team, and the entire crew. I just want to say a massive thanks for everything. And Rex and Scotty for all the help and for keeping the show in tip-top shape. Does that make sense? But most importantly, I want to say a big thanks. Not to Yuri, I've just had 10 coffees. The legendary listeners, my mates don't understand how we get up so early for this job, but honestly, the calls and stories that we get to hear every day make it all worth it. From the silly ones, you know, big names in your workplace and Frugal Fridays, they're ridiculous enough, but then when did your truck get stuck? And my personal favourite thing I've ever heard over the last 2 years, when did you have to pull out your own teeth? Your stories are the best and never fail.
What about
to
the
make
stinkiest
us laugh.
Stink you've ever smelled?
Or smelliest smell you've ever smelled. Brizzy, I just want to say thanks so much for making my family feel so welcome in the time that we've been here. And now, to the big three, Mardo, Margo, and I hope I pronounced this right, Dave? Is it Dave? I don't know. All year. I've been like, is it Dave? And nobody's told me. It's been so much fun, guys. Please, never change. You're the best, and I can't wait to have a couple of cheeky rumbos when I see you in 2021. Nice. Thank you so much for all the fun over the last couple of years. It's been, again, an absolute pleasure and so much fun. And that's my favourite thing in life is having fun.
Yeah.
So thanks for help making me have it every single day.
Well, now you're going to Terry and Bob and Robin. I hope you enjoy it.
No, I didn't cry enough then.
No, Nick, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've only had the opportunity to work with you for the last 12 months. I know you've been here for
two years
with
Mardo.
But he has been absolutely a delight every morning, making us laugh here in the studio. And we've just loved having you on board. We know that bigger, better opportunities lie ahead for you now that you're a big TV star.
It's not that at all.
We couldn't
My family.
You.
that's quite simply that your family is. They want to go down.
Every family member is in Victoria.
Nick's going back to Melbourne.
Nick is going back to Melbourne. We are going to miss him dearly. Let's have a little look back at the last few months with Nick.
Is this a stitch up?
That's 2 years.
You want to know the lowest OP requirement?
Yes.
Substitute teacher.
Don't need to be a rocket scientist to put a DVD on.
I assume when you get home from radio, you just pop your false teeth out, you put them in a glass of water, and you just look through the curtains out into the street. What are these no gooders up to? I'm worried that the E-Grand Prix won't have the same vibe of a real car race. I want to hear engines revving. I don't want to hear nerds start your computers. Because the shuckers are a very positive thing. It's never a sad shuckers, you know what I mean? You don't walk out of a hospital and give the shuckers and they go, oh, pars passed. You know?
I just imagine turning up at home and I'm crying and my wife Luch is like, what's happened? I'm like, oh, I went to a party. They said there were just some couples coming. I was tricked. I felt uncomfortable. She's like, what, swingers? I'm like, no, it was a vegan barbecue. It was just veggies on the thing, Luch. I don't know what it is. Get your boarding pass and then hand you a new one. And you're like, what's Wuhan? And they go, don't worry, mate. Enjoy your trip. It's nice to know that even when most of the world is in lockdown, ICES are still out and about giving us news to discuss. A daytime sober kebab. What sort of human is having a daytime sober kebab? That's why you should cop a fine. You're a weird unit. What would you rather? Would you rather eat the food from a strip club or have somebody that works at Macca's strip for you? How long until the bloke that ate the bat gets a statue? What an absolute legend.
Champion.
Well, the last time a ship docked here for ages, it all went well, so thanks, Ruby. They detected no irregularities in the pre-race test, but the post-race sample detected the presence of cocaine.
Oh.
So the horse wasn't cheating, just celebrating.
Oh, there it is. Great. I mean, I can't speak for you, Marto, but Nick would have to be my favourite comedian I've ever worked with. I mean, he is my first. I know you've had 12 or 13.
You know what normally is?
Them.
Most of them have terrible mental disabilities. You are the you are the only one with a super duper attitude. I love your attitude and your comedy. Oh, mate, yeah. You've been tremendous.
Thanks so much, guys. And love until you. Next time.
Off to the fogies.